Does the Bible teach a secret rapture? What does the Bible teach about the rapture? Millions have read the Left Behind books, which are based on a secret rapture. According to the most common version of the rapture theory, Christ will approach the earth, but not return all the way down to it, to secretly seize believers 7 years before his actual return. Does the Bible teach this? The basis of the teaching is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17, where Paul says, "Christians shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air." Let's consider the context. The Apostle Paul wrote this passage after the unexpected deaths of some brethren to remind the Thessalonians of the hope of the resurrection. Nothing in this passage justifies an understanding other than that it is referring to Christ's second coming. The shout, voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God are anything but secret. Let's also consider some related passages. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul wrote that the resurrection would occur at his coming, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23, and at the last trumpet, verse 52. This is the seventh trumpet of Revelation, chapter 11, verses 15 through 18, which announces Christ's second coming, the establishment of his kingdom on earth. Where will Christ be after meeting the saints in the clouds? In that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 4. Compare Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, and Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 44, does talk of some being prepared for Christ's coming, and others left unprepared. But it doesn't say God's people will be taken to heaven. The Bible shows that the place where God protects his people is on the earth during the Great Tribulation. See Revelation chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. In spite of its popularity in some circles, the rapture theory is not supported by God's word. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.